proof that they went over the Yarden Kechaniyoson. The same way they were the Zechaniyah, the same way they were living in the Midbar, that's the way they went over. Shrasha did Rabbi Yehuda. That the waters only went up 12 mil. He learned the way Klaiyasa went over the Yarden was the same way they walked in the Midbar. When the Yidden walked in the Midbar, it was like a square, 12 mil by 12 mil. So that's the same way now they walked through the Yarden. They were spread out 12 mil wide and 12 mil long. That's the way the Yidden traveled through the Yarden. But the Divrei Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, v'zeh achazeh ovru. No, they went one after another. Drashi diyama yoysim misholesh meyesh mil, v'zeh achazeh ovru. Ish achar ish. Nimtzu shesho harbe laver. Comes out, took a very long time for them to go over. They went mamash one by one in single file, they went over the Yarden. Dikich and Yosan ovru, mishum kula demayim yodom, lenigvoyen kokach. It wouldn't have to go up so high. So according to Reb Elazar b'Shimon, they mamash went over the Yarden one by one. Zeach hazeh ovru. V'chad Amar one says no. Bein maru bein ma kechaniyosan ovru. Both of them agree that the way they went over the Yarden was the same way they traveled in the Midbar. It was the same square, 12 mil by 12 mil. Ma sava one holds odom kal, that a person taka could go faster, a person could run faster than water. So even though they were traveling 12 mil by 12 mil, and lechura when the water came down, it should go over them, no. They held that Rabbi Yehuda holds a person could go faster than water could. That doesn't hold the Klai Yisrael went so wide, but rather they went one by one, they just had to move over a little bit, is they hold Masava Mayim Kalim, that water travels faster than a person could run. The Rashi says, Harbehem Kalim in Odom. Well, Masav Odom Kal Loras Kamayamayim. That's like we had before the Machlekes, that the water was 12 mil wide, so when the water started to come down again, it should go straight down and wipe out all the Eden. So if you, the holds, know that the Jews were able to run faster, then the water would come down. And if Lezer of Shimon holds that the Jews were not able to run so fast, so if it had to be that the water just went straight up, and now the Eden went over the yard, then they just moved a little bit to the side, so the water did not hit them. Fight the Shlach Lecha Anoshim. The Pasha, the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, you should send Anoshim. Send Meraglim. Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Omer HaShlokish, Shlach Lecha Medaitcha. The Hashem is like telling Moshe Rabbeinu, do it on your own will. Rashi, Ani Eina Mitzavo Ischo. I'm not commanding you. Hashem is not giving a mitzvah to Moshe to send spies to Eretz Yisrael. Av Yisrael Hei Moim Melecha. Just the Jews, the Yidden themselves were asking for spies. Kedechziv. That Moshe complained that the whole Klai Yisrael was coming to Moshe asking them to send spies. So Hashem is saying, Shlach Lecha means for yourself. It's what you want. I'm not commanding you. Like, should a person choose something bad for himself? The Rashi says, Klaimar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo Klum HaYoyim Eloi L'Asas Dovosh HaSoif HaLov Leit HaKolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzimamish command Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. Is it possible that from this would come out something bad? So that's what Shlokesh is Svarom, that Avad Hashem did not send them, did not tell Moshe go and send Meraglim. Because we know that's the Chet of Meraglim came out of it. So therefore, do it from on your own will, but it's not a tzivah from Hashem. For I know this, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayita v'einai hadover. It was good in his eyes, not in the eyes of Hashem. Omer HaShlokesh. It was good in the eyes of the side by Moshe, in the eyes of the Yidden, but it was not good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was not masking really for the Meraglim. Then the Pasuk says, Vayach Peru Lonu Esoros. They went to spy out Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Meraglim, the spies, Lo Nischavnu Ela Levushoso Shel Eretz Yisrael. They only had Kavono for Levushoso. Rashi says, Oysa Shilo Shesholo Tchilo, Shlech Meraglim. Time for the embarrassments of Eretz Yisrael. Lo Nischavnu Ela Levushoso Shel Eretz Yisrael. that the Meraglim, they went right away with bad kavanas. Sivoch, it says over here, Vayachru lanu esoretz, go and check out, spy out Eretz Yisrael. Sivosim says another place, Vechofer halavono uvusha uvoisha hachama.
And the moon will be confronted, but the sun will be ashamed, will be embarrassed.
V'eila Shemoisa, these were the names of the Meraglim. Lamate Ruben, for the shape of the Ruben, it was Shemua ben Zakar. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Dovezem Mesurais B'yodenu. This we have told over from our fathers, Me'avesenu, that Meraglim al Shem Maisayim Nikro. That the Meraglim, their names, were according to the actions that they did. For Yonu lo yolo b'yodenu alechot. And we only know to explain just one of them. We only know one drosha, how one name fits into his actions. See Sosa ben Michoel. What does that mean? Sosa shel Sosa maisa shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. That he went against the maisa of Hashem. Sosa says, Hichish v'yosa soinish shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. He became like an enemy of Hashem. Like here Hashem is telling them, go into Eretz Yisrael to capture it. And they came back like the opposite, not to capture Eretz Yisrael. Michoel, Sosa atzmoy mach.
As if to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu is too weak to help us take it to conquer Eretz Yisrael.
Yochel Hoitzi Kelim Misham, that he said was so weak, even the Balabas can't take out his Kelim from there. We'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Yechnen, Afonu Nehemar could also say, Nachbi Ben Vofsi. Nachbi means Shechbiya Dvorosh LaKodesh Baruch Hu. He held back. He held back the words of Hashem. Trashi Vleomor and Kumoshe, and he didn't say it the right way. He didn't say it over the right way. When the spies came back, they did not say the right things the right way they really saw it. Then they went into Hebron. Should have said they went. What's Vayovay Loshen Yochid? Should have said Vayovayu, and the Meraglim went to Hebron. So Marobarova says, Malamna comes to teach us, Shepiresh Kolov Me'atzas Meraglim. That Kolev went away from the advice of the Meraglim for Holach, and he went for Nishtatech HaKivrei Yovis. And he went down to Hebron, to Moros HaMachpelah, he went to Davin by the Kever of the Yovis. Omalehen, Avoisai, he said to his Yovis, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Bikshu Olai Rachamim, be mispalu for me, Rachamim, Sheinotzel Me'atzas Meraglim, I should be able to be saved from the Yatzas Meraglim. That's the lashon of Vayovoy at Hebron means Kolev himself. Kolev himself went to Hebron to be mispalo by the Kivrei Yovis. Yehoshua, Kvar Bikesh Moshe Avrachim. Yeshua didn't have to do this because he already had a bracha before for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says Yehoshua loyhutzrach lelech shekvar Bikesh olav Moshe Rachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was already mispalo for his Talmud Yeshua. Shenamar the pasuk says. Vayikra Moshe lo Yeshua binun Yehoshua. That Moshe changed his name of Yeshua to Yehoshua the Yud. That Ko Yeshiacho. That Kodesh Baruch Hu should save you Me'atzas Meraglim. From the Atzas Meraglim. And behind the Chassid, that's what the Pasuk says. Ve'avdei Kolev Eikav Hoyseruach Acherusim Loi. That Kolev had a different way than the other ones. Because he went to be mispalo by Kivrei Yovis, and because that he was saved. So Rashi is behind the Chassid, v'yavdi Kolev, v'yosef el oratz asher bo shoma v'chevron. Like Kolev had to go to Hebron, and there he was mispalel, and the Yovah saved him from the yatzas of the Meraglim. Then it says, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, v'shom Achimon, there they found these giants, Achimon, sheishai v'talmai. Achimon, what does Achimon mean, this giant? Miyumon shebiochov. He was Rashi Gibush of them. He was the strongest one of them. Kemoshiyad Haman yet Chashuva Menashmal. He was very choshev. He was very strong. Sheishai Shemesim Esoretz Kishachosois Talmai. That he made the ground like he made the grounds scratches on the grounds. Shemesim Esoretz Kishachosas Talmai. No, Kishachosas. Rashi says Shoise Esoretz Kishachisus. Shemokam Raglov, the place of his feet, Mamik Boris went sunk into the ground. But Rav Kovi was so heavy. But Ika Shom Kaguma, it was almost like a hole there. Wherever he used to walk, he was so big and tall and fat and big that he mamish made a hole in the ground. Kushachicha is like he's destroying the ground. That's the lashon of Sheshai. Rashi the lashon Sheshai loy parish lanu mad. How exactly how it fits in here? That's what the Gemara is saying. Sheshai means he was made gumas. He made holes in the ground wherever he would walk. Talmai, what's the lashon of Talmai? Shemesim esoritz talamim talamim. He made rows in the ground. Rashi says, Solim ketelam amachrisha. When you plow in the field, you make one telam, one row. She maleh ofer umamik baritz. Like you turn over the ground, you turn over the ground, you make rows of it. So he walked through his feet, made rows through the ground. Dovarach, another chat was, Achimon bono anas. Achinon build anas. Sheishai bono olash. Talmai bono talbush. Means that they build these cities. Then Yelidei Yonak, the children of the giants. Shemanikim chama b'kamosim. When they were standing up, it mamish looked like their necks went around the sun, as if to say the sun was like a necklace for them. Shrasha shemanikim etzacham b'kamosim. Meroiv goyva, they were so tall. Kamosim doimim kilu tzavoron noike v'yonek b'nekev shachama yoitzes boy. Looked as if the sun like was on their charm, on their neck. That's how big they were. That's how big these giants were. Then it says, V'chevroin sheva shonim nivnisa. Chevron was built 7 years. So my mind nivnisa, what do you mean it was built? Eli men nivnisa mamish de mamish built it 7 years ago. Evshu odam boina bayis levnoi koton. Koidem levnoi godol. Is it possible that they build a city for the youngest son before the oldest son? Tehsev v'nei chom kushim etzrayim. His son chom kushim etzrayim. Trash lebnei Kotan Kenan. Kotan Abayim was the smallest one, Shacham Hayu. From Mitzrayim, Sheni Lebanon. Mitzrayim was the second one. So how could he build it for the younger one before he built for the older one? Helashoysa mevuno al echod misheva b'tzoyin. That Chevron was 7 times better than the city of Tzoyin. Now, and Tzoyin was the best city in Mitzrayim. V'yein lechot shroshim chol Eretz Yisrael yoysim mechevron. The worst grounds in Eretz Yisrael is in Chevron. That's the worst grounds there are. It's the rocks there, stony there. That's in Chevron. And the Kivrei Bo Shichvei, that's why the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, they use it to bury people there. There are a lot of basic forests there. That land they use for burying people. Now outside Eretz Yisrael, the next best place, the next best land is Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenem, what the Pesuk says, Kegan Hashem, Ki Eretz Mitzrayim. It's almost like Kegan Hashem. V'yein lechom u'la b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Yoyse Mitzoyin. What's the best place in Eretz Mitzrayim? That's the city called Tzoyin. Tehsir, the Pesuk says, Ki hoyu b'tzoyin sorof. That's where the princes used to live. Kafilu och, even so, Chevron mevuna echod mishiva b'tzoyin. That Chevron was 7 times better than Tzoyin. So even though that is telling us the Shvach, how great Eretz Yisrael was, that even though here Tzoyin was the best of Eretz Mitzrayim, the best of the world, Chusim Eretz Yisrael, and Chevron was the worst of Eretz Yisrael, still Chevron was 7 times better than Tzoyin. The Chevron Troshim, Shadim Akasha, the Chevron Troshim, why is it true that Chevron had stones, bare ground? For still the Pesuk says, V'hi Miketz Aboyim Shono, for Yemir Rav Sholem El HaMelech, El Chono, let me go. The Yom Rav Avio Vitema Rav Baba Chono Sholach Lohavik Foshim Mechevron. He went to bring back Foshim, nice sheep from Chevron. For Tanya, we learn like this: Elaim mi Moyev. Elaim is good to bring from Moyev. Kfosim Mechevron. Where's the best place to get sheep from Chevron? So Mar says, Minoy Adi the Klisharyo of the Reyes. That's good for the Pshat. Since the grounds in Chevron were so bad, their people didn't grow. They didn't plow there. They didn't grow, therefore they used to raise animals there. Mashaik and other places, Eretz Yisrael, that was better, there they used to plant. But in Chevron, since the grounds were so bad, they used that ground to raise cattle. V'yevashomon kinyono. Yevayoshev mitoich oretz, v'yelcho v'yavoro. They went through, Yevashomon kinyono, ha-mikna atzoin, who the forget, its sheep was very good there in Chevron. Shekein derech atzoin, li'ashviak voretz, yevesho, v'troshim yeisem yeretz lecho. That's a good place where they grow the cattle, they grow sheep. Therefore, Chevron Taka they only use for growing animals because it wasn't such a good land. All right, let's stop here.
We're holding the Flamad Hayom Aleph. Just last Gemara again, the Flamad Dalam and Beis was. Again, the Shalom was we had to say that Hebron was the worst land of Eretz Yisrael. And it was Troshim was bad lands for plowing. So last Kasha was, Ivatanyo, Elim, Imoyot, Kvoshim, Hebron. It says that you could get good sheep from Hebron. So how do you mean it was? There's good lands there. So Gemara says, no. Minoah, there is a good proof. I did the Kalisha area, since the land did not grow so good over there, is of the Raya. Therefore, what they did with the land was, they just let grass grow there, in order they should have land to pasture, that the sheep should be able to pasture there. And therefore, the Shomen Kinyono. Therefore, the animals there, the Mikneh, that signed the sheep, was very fat, was very good. That's why if you wanted to get good Kfosim, you'd go down to Hebron. But not because the ground was good, just the opposite, it was bad ground. Therefore, they used their terrain to let the animals feed on. But then the pasuk says, "Vayeshuvim mitoharetz." Then the meraglim, they came back from spying over.